Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to Game Week 18 Q&A with two very festive Q&A's. How are you, Sam?
I'm really well, thank you, Az. How are you?
Bit disappointed. You sent me a picture of an elf outfit you had, and obviously you're not wearing it, but...
No, I was going to wear my elf outfit today. You were going to be Santa, I was going to be wear my elf outfit, but my elf outfit is not dry. I washed it yesterday and it's not dry, so I'm just, you know, I'll be Mrs. Claus today. I've got my pink hat on.
This hat is so crap. It's like the cheapest made hat, I think, ever. It's annoying though, because I went to a work Christmas party and I bought a hat for it, like a really nice, like, you know, feathery, like, Christmas hat, left it there.
No.
By accident, found this one in, like, the attic.
Gutted.
So, that's
I mean,
I actually have
got multiple hats in my house. I've got two. Mm. They're not mine, the other two, but the kids have got Christmas tree hats that are all tinsel. One's green and one's pink. So I could have also worn that and I'd have looked like a Christmas tree.
If I was to pick anyone I know to have multiple, like, Christmas hats and, like, Christmas outfits in the house, you'd be number one on the list.
We love Christmas in my house. I'm like proper Christmas. Like, I'm like the guy. I'm like Elf, right? I'm like...
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. Ah. Exactly that.
Well, hi to everyone. Thanks for joining us at this slightly earlier time, 9 a.m. For the Q&A. But obviously, there is the deadline coming and there's the team news, which is going to be pretty big, I think, before the deadline. So we thought we'd move this back a bit earlier, get your questions in already, and we will try and answer as many as we can. Let's get straight into it. Let's go. And we had some questions before the stream started. So we'll take the first question that I have on my list, which is from, Jacob Bassett. My team currently consists of Leno, Trippier, Soufal, Mitchell, Son, Palmer, Salah, Gordon, Saka, Wood and Watkins. Does this need a -4 to get Solanke in for Vissa so Wood can drop to the bench? I think it's an interesting one because there's hits flying again this week already. There's kind of, you know, there's worries around Darwin, there's worries around Gordon and players. Where do you sit on a hit this week and would you take one for Solanke?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to a hit this season. I've taken them in back-to-back weeks so far. I actually don't think I am going to take one this week, weirdly. But I absolutely don't mind the hit. Like, I've taken two the last 2 weeks and both times I've had big green arrows on the back of it. So I think as long as you are wise with the hit that you take and don't just take it for the sake of getting, you know, some random player, then I think it makes sense. And, you know, Solanke's got good fixtures in both game week 19 and 20. And now we know that there's going to be a double at some point coming up. So it does make sense. Plus, Vissa's going off in January anyway. So by swapping those two over, it does make a lot of sense. So I absolutely don't mind the -4 for that. Plus, there are, you know, you've got a couple of players in there that have the potential, you know, with Gordon to just miss out. In particular, I'm thinking about Gordon to see what Eddie Howe says. Oh, that's right. He'll say nothing useful. Yeah. I don't even think he's talking, is he, today? Is he? I don't know. It might even be talking.
I didn't think he was.
I think he might not be. No. But even if he did, he wouldn't say anything helpful. He would say that he's got nothing. And then Isak suddenly is injured out of nowhere. It doesn't help, does he? So I think covering yourself in that position is also useful. So, yeah, I actually don't mind at all. -4
I think there's massive uncertainty around Chris Wood starting as well, isn't there? Because we don't know what Nuno's going to come and do. My sense is Wood probably starts this one. I was talking to Mark about it last night on Black Box, and he said that Nuno tended to use Gibbs White in this more kind of defensive type role, which would open up the spot for the striker because Gibbs White's been playing kind of as that false nine. So unless he played like Elanga there or something, I think Wood actually starts this one, but we're not sure. Solanke's a good option. You've got Gordon as well. Not worth the risk. I would do it.
I would too.
Yep. Jamie Hayes. I know. Amazing. Good start. Jamie Hayes says, I've always said that content creators are far too averse to taking hits. As long as you think it through, aren't doing it on impulse, and it's for multiple weeks, then it's better than the alternative.
Yep.
I agree in some ways, but I also think maybe, like, I don't want to take a hit unless it is necessary. I find the vast majority of the time, if you're in doubt, don't take the hit, right?
Yes, and I agree with that. I know that
sounds like I'm being averse to hits, but I'm not. If your team needs it, absolutely do it. But a lot of the time, if you're like, should I do it? Should I not do it? Normally, the best case is just to ride it out. Because the amount, especially if it's for like a defensive transfer, the amount of times we see a team concede and get, you know, the player get 2 points and the defender you bought gets a random clean sheet and gets like 8. It's very hard to predict a lot of the time. So, I think if you're setting yourself up well for like a prolonged period, then absolutely fine. But a lot of people take hits for like 1 week and it doesn't tend to pay off.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I mean, I don't like taking a hit, but I have taken them in the last 2 weeks because I felt like the upside. So the first week it was for a goalkeeper because I didn't have a playing one, and then still didn't have a playing one. So that's been fun. And the second week it was for Pedro Porro and Solanke. And the upside of those over a couple of week period was, now, all right, last week you could argue that it didn't really work because of what happened, but there was no way of knowing that. And he was on for 9. So when you look at Pedro Porro and Solanke returning that week in replacement of Mark Gahey, who I sold in Haaland, that hit was absolutely worth doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not opposed to doing it, but I think really carefully before I do it. Mm. And I don't often recommend doing a hit because I think if you've got a bench that can cover out the potential issue that you have, it's worth using those first. But in weeks like this, in blank game weeks, there'll be hits flying around left, right and centre. So if there's ever a hit week to take it, it's this week because so many other people around you will also be doing the same.
Yeah, Gahey to Porro is what I'm thinking of this week. And it's not like, this week I feel a bit funny about it because I think, you know, Palace could keep it tight against Brighton, could struggle. Everton have been playing well. I don't think it necessarily pays off this week. But if I want Porro, I'm thinking I'm going to have to take a hit for him because there's other transfers I want to make down the line. So it just feels like rip off the band-aid, get that one done, and then he's in the team. And then
I also do think that Porro's just going to keep going up in price as well the longer he is. You leave
exactly.
It.
That's the other thing as well. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep. Good. Morning, guys. This is Sportswood. Do you think João Pedro starts tomorrow? I mean, I think he should be starting every week. I'm amazed that he is still not in the team and Lallana's playing. Lallana has done absolutely nothing since he's been in the side. He's just not the engine or kind of the creative force that he was in previous seasons. And I think Pedro's been one of our best players this year, despite barely playing. So I'm going to say yes, but you just never know with De Zerbi because he's rotating him like absolutely crazy. There's a few questions about Pau Torres. Did you see this thing about Douglas Luiz last night?
Yes, I saw that.
If you don't know, Douglas Luiz was on a Twitch stream, I believe.
It's his most ever views, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was just FPL.
And he made a comment which was, and this is to answer FPL Rank Tracer as well, if Pau and Gordon are out, so Gordon for Charlton. We think Pau is out, basically, because Douglas Luiz was on a Twitch stream and said he's not going to play on Friday.
On Friday,
which is absolutely mad. He then, did you see the panic? Then people started asking, being like, oh, is Cash going to start on Friday? And he's like, I don't know, everyone. I don't know the team. It's like completely backtracking.
It was funny, wasn't it? Because I think somebody was saying that he normally gets like 25 people on his Twitch stream. And yesterday, like 650 odd people, and it's just all FPL managers in the chat, like asking him.
I don't think Emery's going to be very happy with Douglas Luiz giving
Douglas
injury
Luiz
news.
Is benched.
Ooh, yeah. But yeah, we do think Pal's out. So if you've got him, obviously make sure you've got a backup kind of lined up. Gordon is a really tricky one to know because, like you said earlier, we're not going to get the press conference, not going to get the news. Howe has said in the past that he recovers very quickly and he's kind of a superhuman when it comes to injuries. But it was a pretty nasty tackle right down the back of his leg, foot, and he couldn't play on. So he's a massive doubt. And if for free, I think Gordon to Richarlison for a free transfer sounds pretty good to me. What do you think?
It would be a really reluctant sell of Gordon because once he's fit again, I'd be like, oh, I'd really like him back in. But I think
I think for this week, it does make sense. Richarlison against his old side as well, which is interesting. Like Richarlison versus Everton, knows those players really well. The way that Spurs are playing, with Brennan fit and available, so that's fine. With the way that Spurs have been playing in that system with Kudu in the 10, it does make Richarlison a really nice option. Like Lee brought him in last week and that went well for him. So I do think Richarlison's a nice pump. Plus, it's, you know, he's going to be playing in that striker position for certain when Son goes off to the Asian Cup in a couple of weeks' time. So you've kind of got that security now with Richarlison.
I think I'd do it for free. I've got Gordon. I've already had to make a goalkeeper transfer, which we're going to talk about in a minute.
Oh, me too. I've done that.
Oh, yeah. There's questions in the chat about goalkeepers. Don't listen to us on bloody goalkeepers. We are useless with them. Absolutely useless.
I had a green arrow last week, Az, with 10 players.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because I didn't have a goalkeeper at all. Well, goalkeepers.
I had Matt Turner, who's basically a forgotten man. What have you done with goalkeepers? Because there's a question here. We've got, does Areola start from Cameron Starr? We had another question on goalkeepers that I was going to... Bongo Kula says, who to start this game week between Areola and Dubravka? I think that's an easy one. You obviously play Dubravka, right? Against Luton. Don't know why you play Areola. There's another question about keepers, but I can't find it. Anyway, what have you done with your keeper situation? I'll tell you what I've done.
You've
got Dubravka, haven't you?
No. So I feel quite... I just didn't want Dubravka. I didn't want Dubravka 2 weeks ago when I bought Sanchez. I still don't want Dubravka. So I sat and I was like, I just don't really know what to do. So I got Martinez.
No, you did the same as me. Oh, God.
Oh, no. I did that last night. This is going to bode well. It's bad for me, isn't it, this?
Definitely. We're cursed. We're cursed with goalkeepers. I did exactly the same move. I did it the night before. I looked at the fixtures.
The fixtures are nice.
Fixtures are really nice, right up until probably a likely wild card for me. I just haven't got to think about that spot. I mean, unless I thought that about Sanchez, but then he got injured, so you never know what might happen.
I agree.
But...
Well, that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't want to be thinking about a rotating pair of goalkeepers. I don't particularly like the Newcastle fixtures coming up. I know there's a couple of nice ones in there, but I also wasn't sure that I could guarantee that Areola would start in the games where I didn't want to play Dubravka. And so I was just like, do you know what? Just pay a little bit more. And it was only 0.4 more to have Martinez over Sanchez. So I just thought, right, I'm going to go with Martinez.
Yep. Andrew Griffiths says, let's get Martinez for a -4. Had to get rid of Darwin. Oh, yeah. I mean, Darwin is a whole other bag, isn't he? I mean, what'd you do with him? Have you got him?
No, I didn't go there.
Oh, you're so lucky.
So obviously I live with a Liverpool fan. So last night we were watching the Liverpool West Ham game and Lee said as soon as he saw him in the starting 11, that's him not playing at the weekend. And then as everybody else was going off and Darwin was still on the pitch, he was more and more certain. So he sold him last night.
Really?
He swapped him out last night. Yeah. Mm. Because I just think that, so my view on Darwin is twofold. It's one is that he's just not returning for that level of money that you're investing. And I think, you know, you can go for a Solanke instead or somebody else instead. Like if you don't have Ollie Watkins, then Darwin to Ollie Watkins is the most, and you've got some money in the bank, is the most obvious transfer you could ever make in your life. And I think Solanke almost fits into that category as well. My issue with him mostly though, is that he's a bit of a blocker. So if you've got Darwin and you've also got Tsimikas and you've got Salah, and you do want to make moves on Trent at some point. Obviously, you know, Salah's going to eventually go off to the AFCON. But he does block you from being able to have that third Liverpool spot with somebody else. And Trent just keeps increasing in price all the time. And that's going to continue, I think. And I don't want Trent for this week against Arsenal. But from next week onwards, I might be thinking about investing in Trent instead of, and it could be instead of in Tsimikas, or it could be just, well, Tsimikas drops to the bench because he's another issue entirely. I love Darwin Nunez. We all know how I feel about Darwin Nunez. Like I love watching him.
You're the only one.
I know, but I love watching him. I think he's chaos and that's why I like him so much. But he's just not reliable in FPL and he's such a frustration. And at his price, you need somebody that, I know he's not really expensive, but he's expensive enough. I think there's the things you've got to consider is, one, if you don't have Watkins or Solanke, you do it this week. If you have both Watkins and Solanke, and he's your third, I'd wait until next week, because then we're going to have a bit more understanding of Nkunku, who I think could be a nice differential, but we've got to see him start a game first. And we'll have Alvarez back, and the fixtures for Man City are really nice. Or you go Darwin to Haaland and bring him back. So I think it depends on your team structure. I think if you've already got Solanke and Watkins in place, then you could afford to hold Darwin. You could even afford to maybe bench Darwin this week.
One thing, though, if Darwin doesn't play this weekend, right? Say he is benched.
He will play some minutes. He's not going to play any.
It then goes into Burnley away on Boxing Day.
I know, but as he's had three of the nicest fixtures that we could ask for in the Premier League. And in those games, he's got one assist, been benched once, and got two yellow cards. So, you know, the fixtures for me are kind of not really that relevant with Darwin. Like, it feels like, it just feels like he's not really worth the budget.
I'm keeping him for Burnley.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm giving him one more. I'm fully expecting a benching against Arsenal. I'll give him the Burnley game and then he's out, regardless of what happens in that.
So who's your front three? Watkins, Solanke and Haaland?
Solanke and Darwin.
You've not got Darwin.
No, I've got Solanke. I'm five in midfield, so Salah, Son, Saka, Gordon, Palmer.
So who's your front three?
Watkins, Darwin and Archer. The mighty Cameron Archer.
So what will you do about Haaland?
I won't get him. I'm not getting him till 21.
You're not going to have him for the Sheffield United game in 21?
Nah, he won't be back. He's fine. Which takes us on nicely, actually, to some questions around Haaland. Well, and some comments. Ryan Toll says, Haaland, De Bruyne, a partnership back next game week. That would be nice.
Overrank doubling.
It'd be absolutely horrible. Ask for another question about Haaland as well. One question about, do we spread the funds around from Haaland? I'm guessing you're going to say no to that.
I was sort of on board with this, spreading the funds around with Haaland, until that deleted tweet from Man City, where Haaland was there on the grass, kicking the ball around, looking like he was having some nice warm weather training in Saudi Arabia. And I thought, oh my goodness. He's going to be back for Everton, isn't he? And I don't have him now, as I have Solanke. I have the money in the bank to go Solanke back to Haaland. I did keep that. But obviously, I would think I'd probably want to keep Solanke. So trying to get Cameron Archer to Haaland is a little bit more tricky. So I'd have to, you know, use a bit of budget from somewhere else to do that. And then it's a -4. Don't know how I feel about the -4 either. Like, I'm not loving my... not loving having to take a -4 because it would also probably involve selling either Salah or Son as part of that. So my current thinking is I'm just going to hide on Boxing Day and Christmas week, just pretend that Man City don't exist and not have him for the Everton game and then bring him back for the Sheffield United game. And in doing that, I'll probably sell Salah a little bit early ahead of the Newcastle game and use that little bit of extra money to go Cameron Archer to Haaland and keep Solanke and Watkins.
Mm. Well, I've got a choice because I've got the money in the bank right now to do Darwin back to Haaland. I've got like the exact money to be able to do that. But if I get Porro in and if I get Trent in, like planned next week, obviously then I don't have the money and I have spread that money around, so I can't move easily back to Haaland. I can only get Haaland back when Son and Salah go off to their respective tournaments and then I move one of those out and bring him in. It's one of the reasons why, although the Porro move looks really tempting this week, it's making me just think if I can just wait a little bit more, get a few more days of knowledge, then that can maybe inform it a bit better. But also, I don't want to miss out on Porro and Trent because I think they're both really good options over the new 2 weeks. So it's, do you be patient or do I just risk it? So at the moment, I'm leaning towards just taking the risk that he's going to be out for, going to miss these next two games. And it is, don't get me wrong, it's very worrying seeing the pictures of him training and all that. But I kind of feel like that's going to worry everyone. And I still think he needs to be eased back. If he's had this like stress fracture or stress on the foot or whatever it is, to suddenly throw him back in for two quick games in quick succession, assuming because if he doesn't play Everton, he's coming in hot for Sheffield United, a game they don't need him for really. And if he does play Everton, then could he be rested in the Sheffield United game? I think I might just risk it.
Oh, you are a braver man than me.
It's not fun, don't get me wrong. But
none of this is fun. It's supposed to be fun.
None of it's fun. It's never fun, absolutely. Because nuclear atoms are time for expensive defenders. And I think if you've got Trippier, when you've got Trippier, Porro and Trent, with the way they are, then it's very exciting. Trippier, maybe less so.
I was going to say, do you think Trippier is actually still worth it?
He's the one of the three, but I think the next two fixtures are good. I can't see how dropping him, you know, given the way he's playing, but
I don't think he'd be dropped either. But equally, he's knackered. Like
he's not going to make another mistake, is he? He can't. Surely he can't.
But he's making the mistakes because he's. I mean, and I just pot kettle black me calling him this, but he's older, right? He's not a young. He's not a youngster anymore. Like he's not in his 20s. You know, all you know, full of the joys of spring. He's older, and he's being asked. He is, and he's being asked to attack in the way that we've always seen with Trippier. Trippier was making these mistakes when he played for Spurs. Like, this hasn't changed. Now, he does make mistakes. Now, the last couple of games, I feel really bad for him because the mistakes have been really costly to the team. Like, often you see defenders make mistakes all the time and it doesn't cost them. But they are struggling because they're without a lot of their first choices at the back. They're without their first choice goalkeeper. They've got injuries across the pitch. So mistakes by individuals is going to be costly. For Trippier, I don't personally think that he's worth that level of budget. And it's part of the reason why I didn't want to go for Dubravka, because I just don't know who starts across that Newcastle back line. I don't know whether, like, I find it so difficult. He absolutely has run out of puff. He's been used too much. He needs a rest. And I know he had a rest at the weekend because he was suspended. And I appreciate that he didn't play the whole of the League Cup. But even when he came on in the League Cup match, he still looked knackered. Like he's tired. He's making mistakes because he's not got the energy to get back quickly enough.
You could argue that he's made five mistakes in the last three games because he was at fault for two of the Everton goals.
Yeah,
mistake against Spurs as well. Mm-hmm. Another mistake in the cup the other night, and obviously missed the penalty.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a really, really bad run for him. He was a player that I targeted this week to buy, and that it's massively put me off buying him this week because I think there is a chance that he gets benched. I think there is a chance that FPL Freddy says that Luton do target him and more mistakes come. I mean, Mark, for example, was triple Newcastle defence this week.
Whoa.
I think Luton might nick one.
Well, that's what I think they might. Mm. I think they might. I mean, I've got Livramento. I don't know what to do with
him. I've got him as well. I don't know what to do with him.
I don't know. I don't know whether he's going
to... I think we have to risk it that he's going to play because he could play on the right. Burn could come at centre-back. He's been playing so well.
And Burn might play centre-back. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, I look at what Livramento's been doing and genuinely, I think he's been fantastic for him. He's played really, really well. He's a great player and... appreciate that, you know, last week he played in Trippier's position. This week maybe he plays on the other side. Like, maybe Trippier does get a rest over Christmas and he plays in one of those matches instead. Like, I just think I have to risk playing Livramento against Luton. And if he comes on for a one-pointer, then he comes on for a one-pointer because the potential upside is big with him. So, but it's difficult. I wouldn't want to play the double up of the Newcastle defence.
Let alone the treble
up.
Yeah. No, I know. FPL Fella says, please help. Would you start Botman? Do you reckon Botman comes in?
Mm-hmm.
It's either Botman and Lascelles, isn't it? Or Burn and Lascelles.
I don't know if Botman's ready.
Nor do I. I think it could be, but that's why I'm tempted to play Livramento, because I think he probably gives Burn another
run out. My feeling is it's Trippier, Botman, Lascelles and Livramento. Sorry, Burn and Livramento.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And Botman's on the bench, and Botman comes on and gets some minutes.
Just why have you still got Botman, fella? How has that happened? I think we've had this discussion before.
Bigger issues.
Would you start Botman or Tsimikas? I'd start Tsimikas, I think. I think Tsimikas starts, has the corners.
Tsimikas definitely starts because he came off early in the League Cup.
There's probably they're probably a one-pointer each, to be honest, but...
Yeah. I don't think there's much in it, but
I go for the one that's more likely to start, yeah, and has more kind of attacking upside.
Yeah.
For conclusion, huge matches coming up for Newcastle against big teams going into it with knackered players. Yeah, I mean, they've got two good fixtures now, Luton and then Forest, but then it's Liverpool, Man City and Villa away. That is a really, that's as hard as it gets. Those three, that's the top three teams in the league at the moment.
Which is why I didn't want Dubravka.
Well, other than Arsenal, obviously. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I thought as well. I'm quietly confident on Martinez.
As it worries me that we've done this.
I know.
Same. We didn't tell each other about that either, did we?
Got like, the we same. So, who did you start the season with? Who was your goalkeeper at the start?
Onana.
It's same. We've had exactly the same goalkeepers then. Onana and then Areola and then Sanchez and now Martinez. Oh my God.
Yeah. And all of them have failed.
All of them have been awful.
I'm owed a goalkeeper that does well.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? That's unbelievable. We've gone the same route. And yet you're 55k and I'm 1.7 million. Lovely.
But that's because you started the season with Richarlison and I went Madison.
Jason, you're going to have to remind me how to pronounce your surname. Is it Stillit, Styling or Stilling? I can't remember. What do you think it is, Sam? Stilling? You're a teacher. Yeah. You should be well versed to these.
See, I'm terrible at pronunciation of names. We know that. That's like...
Let's go with Stilling. I'm sure Jason said before. I'm so sorry. Yeah, let me know what it is. Gahey to Konsa or Gahey and Gordon to Trippier and Bailey for a -4. I want to take advantage of a bit of Newcastle fixtures.
Gahey and to Konsa. That's it.
So no hit for Gordon to Bailey. Yeah, and I don't think you should be... I wouldn't buy Trippier at the moment.
No, I wouldn't buy Trippier and I wouldn't hit out Gordon either. Because I think there's a chance he plays.
Yeah, I think Gahey to Konsa is just a nice move that should reward you quite comfortably over the next few weeks. So, yeah, I would just do that. Trippier could be great. Trippier could come in. He could get 3 assists against Loon and we could both look like idiots. But sometimes it is just about... Also, he could be benched for the next 2 games because his head's not right and you'd feel stupid. So why not?
I think he definitely... Surely gets benched for one of them. He's so tired already going into the 2 games in a week. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
overthinking it, but they've got Livramento there. They've got Bone coming back, they've got Botman coming back, and they've got Livramento who can play in Trippier's position, so maybe he just gets one game off.
Yeah. And Ryan told us that you prefer Trent or Trippier for this game week.
Trent. Oh, for this game week?
Tricky. If it's just for one game week, I think I'll still go Trent. Yeah, I'll still go Trent.
I think I would. I just don't know that I trust Trippier at the moment.
No, that's how I feel. I'd still go Trent.
I think I would, even against Arsenal.
Yep. It's Styling. Sorry, Jason. I will promise I will remember that from now on.
We make sure we get that right.
Yeah, Jason Styling. Absolutely. FPL Yellow Army, God damn it. I wish I'd gone Martinez instead of Dubravka. Have you not seen our record?
Look at our goalkeeper situation. You do not wish you copied us.
Do I sell Gordon for a -8? Well, it's not a minus. You sell Gordon for a -4 as part of a -8 and hope he starts. Or play Saliba and Gabriel. Ooh, that's a tough one. Do you sell Gordon for Richarlison, for example, for a hit? Or do you just play Saliba or Gabriel? Ooh.
I don't know. This is really... I think you keep Gordon and hope he starts.
So do I. I mean, I was going to say, who's your bench? We know who's your bench. I think you play him and just hope. I mean, Arsenal, you never know with Arsenal. They're a good defensive side. No, it's not.
It's not the end of the world to get Saliba or Gabriel off the bench. It's not the end of the world.
You'd make Saliba first sub, right? Over Gabriel,
yes, I think. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think you do it. I think you keep him. I think we've seen, like, in the Champions League, Gordon hobbled off with a hamstring injury.
And then played
the next game. So he's got something in him to recover quickly. And... he's a good pick, even if he's out for 1 week. So, yeah, I'd probably keep him. Tanky, one for me. Az, what are your thoughts on Pascal Gross? His stats have looked good in the last 4. Yeah, I love Pascal Gross. He is... when he plays, we have a chance of winning. When he doesn't play, we lose. he's absolutely brilliant. The issue with Gross is you just never know where he's going to line up. Is he going to play in the 10? Is he going to play in midfield? Is he going to play at right back? Is he going to play at left back? That's what puts me off him. Because obviously if he lines up at right back or left back, he's poo, isn't he? He's out of position, the wrong way around. So for that reason, it's a no for me. I think I'd still pick Adingra. Actually, Adingra's XGI, which was awful when I had him, has been improving quite a lot lately.
You broke him.
Yeah, of course. And now I haven't got him, so now's the time to get him. But he's playing every minute, every week. You know, he's such an important player for us now. So I would lean towards Adingra over Gross, I think, going forward. Nice. Loads of questions coming in. Thank you all very much for the super chats and all the other bits. Do give us a like if you're enjoying the stream. Do make sure you're subscribed to the channel as well. Let's FPL Yellow Armour just like, thanks for the advice, guys. You're very welcome. What about this one? Rafael, Darwin to Nkunku.
Okay. So I actually, I weirdly think that Nkunku will be one that we go to over the next few weeks. The issue I have with it is that we've only seen him play for what, 20 minutes at the end of the League Cup, was it? What came on for half an hour? Like he didn't play a lot of minutes in that League Cup game the other night. Scored a belting penalty. It was a great penalty. Looked lively. Looked, you know, good. I think for me, I would want to see Nkunku for one more week. I want to see him get a start in the Premier League before I'd invest. And that would be if it was for free. I wouldn't take a minus four for him this week because I don't think there's any guarantees that he starts this game.
But feel free, you can talk.
He's coming back from quite a serious injury and it's recovery and getting match fit and all of that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Poch bring him on again at, you know, 60-minute mark, best, whenever, in this game at the weekend. So, on Sunday. So, yes, I quite like it. But I don't like it for minus four, and I think I'd wait and do it for 19 instead.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think you don't bring in a player until he's started.
Yeah,
I think especially at a time when you've got three games in pretty quick succession.
And I think, you know, we saw with Reece James coming back from injury, and we've seen with other players coming back from injury that sometimes they then quickly re-injure themselves. So let's just make sure that Nkunku lives through the next few matches before we invest. He's got to start a game and get to 60 minutes before I would look at investing.
Yeah, no, I agree completely. FPL fellow says, as are your shelves about to give way?
Yeah, they look like it, don't they?
That whole unit is just not quite right.
Have you asked for a new one for Christmas?
No, I haven't.
Maybe Santa
actually
will bring you one.
That'd be quite a bore. Do you know what I'm getting for Christmas?
What?
An air fryer.
I'm hoping for some goalkeeper points for Christmas.
That would be nice, but that's not going to happen. So,
trying to be
a bit
come
more realistic.
Then.
Yep. Yep. Do you know the main reason I want an air fryer?
Why?
It's to warm up a cold McDonald's. Apparently, it's really good at warming up cold McDonald's. So, come over for dinner.
Warm what, me are you going to feed me cold McDonald's?
No, it'll be warm. That's the point. It'll be delicious, crispy, warmed nuggets. There you go. A good point about AFCON for Adingra from Tanky. Yeah, I forgot about that. you'd only get three games out of him. For that reason, I think you just don't go near Brighton at the moment.
AFCON's really hard, isn't it? AFCON and the Asian Cup are providing some drama.
I mean, again, like, I wouldn't, if you told me at the start of the season that losing Adingra to AFCON would be like one of the worst things that could happen to us,
I know.
I wouldn't have believed you. But we don't have anyone that can play at right wing. We've got Buonanotte. He's not good enough. So I don't know what we're going to do when Adingra goes. I don't know if we're going to move.
Hope he gets knocked out quickly.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But Ivory Coast are a pretty good team, aren't they? So he's probably going to be all right. Anyway, Foden to Odegaard or Richarlison. Probably got to get rid of Foden, haven't you, with the blank?
Yeah, but the trouble is that the fixtures after the blank are nice for Man City. Aren't they? So this is a really difficult one because I almost think if you can get through game week 18 with Foden on the bench, then you do, because come out into Everton, Sheffield United, where Foden could do really, really well in those games. If you can't and you have to sell, then I think I'd punt on Richarlison for the out of position striker playing against, you know, decent fixtures. I think that's what I'd do.
I'd do Foden to Richarlison for free this week and a half, but you're getting an extra game out of him, playing out of position,
yeah,
in good form. Yeah, no, I would definitely go with that. Matt Francis, Mark Spence's Godfather money on a drone as on an air fryer. No, I'm getting my air fryer for Christmas. There's a difference. My Godfather tier money all goes on neon signs, like the one above me. Freddie McCoomy says, air fry chicken wings, S tier. Firstly, love the S tier reference. It reminds me of Devil May Cry, for anyone who's got a reference. That's probably lost on you, Sam. I don't suppose you played Devil May Cry back in the day, did you?
No. I don't have an air fryer either, so this whole thing is liked.
Oh, Raphael won an air fryer at the Christmas raffle.
Oh.
Whoa.
Right, this is such an Az and Sam stream, isn't it? How have we just ended up talking about air fryers?
Which one was it, Raphael? Mate, hope it's a good one. Hope it's the one I'm getting. I'm not even sure what one I'm getting at the moment. I have to wait and see. Queenie Sam? Is that you? Queen Sam? Queenie Sam?
I wish it was.
Huang for Palmer?
Yeah. Oh, well, hang on. Huang for Palmer. As in, sell Huang to get Palmer, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's bringing Huang for around. Palmer.
Yeah, don't do that. Keep Palmer. If you've got Huang and not Palmer, sell Huang for Palmer.
Yes, that is very clear. Go with that. Yeah, absolutely. What to do with Alvarez? He's been terrible.
Yeah, he has been terrible. However, unless you've not got Watkins, I don't know that there's anyone that's significantly better. I mean, maybe Solanke. If you've not got Watkins and Solanke, maybe you sell for one of those two. Otherwise, again, comes out into nicest fixtures. So if you've got a midfield five and you can bench Alvarez this week, I don't think he's a terrible hold.
Yep.
Because the forward line's got nobody in it.
Yeah, I think you definitely hold him if you can. Because if Haaland isn't back, then you've got for him, it's out of position.
Yeah.
You know, playing up top, you've got Man City starting striker for cheap. So,
yeah.
Lots of questions about the air fryers. JC air fryer, tell me you're a millennial without telling me you're a millennial. Yeah, we are millennials, to be fair. But
yeah, we are millennials.
But, you know, air fryers look quite good, don't they? So, not going to not get one.
To be fair, I'd like one, but I just don't have any space on my kitchen work.
I have no space for it. That's completely the problem. Oh, it's a massive issue. Yeah.
Yeah, this is my issue. So I want to put an extension on the back of the house, but it's going to take a while till we can afford to do that. So once the extension's done, then maybe the air fryer comes then. But yep. I do have some sort of fear of missing out with the air fryer stuff. Like everyone's got one. Now you're going to have one.
-4 for an air fryer.
Take more than a -4 for an air fryer, won't I?
Matthew Kingston, we have touched on this already, but if you were to give it odds, if you were to like, what percentage do you reckon Gordon starts? I'd probably say 60-40 doesn't, given what we know.
I don't know. I think it should be 100% he doesn't, but the reality
is... that's what I think, I know.
It won't be. I think it's 50-50.
50-50. Okay. I'm a little bit more inclined to say he won't start this one, but
who's he going to start instead?
Well, Isak might be back. Maybe Isak on the left.
Maybe.
Yeah. If he's kind of like 20% fit, he'll probably start. It's just if he literally can't walk, then he won't play.
Yeah, but he's young and he bounces back quite quickly. I think he start. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. We'll just take a couple more because we've got a few more minutes. Good one for you from Luke Atoms. How highly do you rate Porro, even when Spurs' defence isn't the best? A very lucky clean sheet against Forest.
Wow.
Two cleared off the line, a disallowed goal, and what was it Gibbs-White or Elanga misses from 2 yards out, free header?
You got to take the points when you can get them.
Oh, I'm not saying you don't take the points. I'm just saying it's a fortunate clean sheet in that match, I thought.
This is Spurs and clean sheets. They're always fortunate. That goal is always going to live a charmed life. And were it not, if Hugo Lloris was in goal, we don't win that game. Vicario wins us that game.
Agreed. He was fantastic. Yeah,
he's always
You called that as well on the last Q&A. You did. Why didn't you get Vicario? You said you were going to get Vicario last week.
Because honestly, my love, it's bad enough owning one Spurs defender, let alone being doubled up. I was so stressed against Forest on Friday night that I was just like, I can't bring myself to have Vicario and Porro.
Yeah.
It's bad enough worrying about my 4 points sticking, let alone worrying about 8 points sticking. I was done and very stressed, as Lee would testify if he was here. So that's why I didn't go for Vicario. I really, really rate Porro because he's basically not a defender. He's not being asked to do any defending. He does do some defending, but he's not being asked to do that. He's being asked to attack. So the majority of the time, as we've seen in five, so he's got, what, 4 attacking returns in 5 before the game against Forest. Then he picks up the clean sheet against Forest. Like, it's regularly, he's regularly returning, be it an attacking return or a clean sheet. I think over the next few weeks, we'll see more attacking returns from him. He's just so important in the way that we play. His relationship down that side is becoming really, really nice with Kulusevski, whether he's in the 10 or whether he's out wide. He's picking up that chemistry with Brennan Johnson as well now, who's playing out on that wing more often now that Maddison's not there. I think Porro is maybe, with the exception of Trent, is the defensive player to own in the game right now.
Mm. Okay, so you're not worried about the clean sheets, basically. You're happy to...
It is what it is with
bank on the attacking returns.
You'll get some. There will be some clean sheets over the Christmas period, but you're most likely to get attacking returns from Porro.
Yep, agreed. And then the final question we're going to take is from Sergeant Gecko, which just says, is it allowable to take a naughty, not nice, naughty -8 to getting starting keeper? Again, you're not taking a -8 for a keeper. You're taking an extra -4 for a keeper. Yeah. And you're taking a -4, getting rid of someone who's not going to play, if you don't have one, for one that does. So you're immediately getting, you would think, 2 points back off that. Probably 3, because normally a goalkeeper makes some saves and things. But absolutely. If I didn't have a keeper, I would be taking a hit to bring in one that played.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I didn't have a goalkeeper. I took a -4 to bring in one that was going to play. I mean, all right, he then got injured and hasn't played again since, which is ideal. Exactly what you want from a goalkeeper when you're taking a -4. So, yeah, I'm not opposed to it at all. And last week, I was really torn because, obviously, Areola was back on the bench in the Europa League. So I was kind of like, well, all right, if he's going to play potentially, like if he's going to... There's a chance he starts. And if there was a chance he started, I didn't want to take a -4 for another goalkeeper because that would have really annoyed me. Whereas this time around, I'm still not convinced that he's going to start. He started yesterday in the League Cup. But is he now the cup keeper? I didn't think he didn't cover himself in glory, did he, in that game against Liverpool last night? Fabianski's been doing, well, I mean, not as great either, to be honest. But I can't risk having another week with no goalkeeper. And Sanchez is out for a while, which is why I made the decision to make that my transfer this week. But even if it was a -4, I'd have still done it this week.
I think you have to, because
goalkeeper.
If you're taking out a player for another player and both play, you've obviously always got that risk that the player you take out does well and the hit isn't worth it. But if you're taking out a player who doesn't play, the absolute worst that's going to happen is you lose 4 points. But that keeper could make 6 saves, get 2 bonus, get a clean sheet, and get you 11. So then you've got a better player going forward. It's a no-brainer. I think you have to you have to take the hit.
You have to have a goalie.
If you're going to play with 10 men, I think you have to take a hit to get another one. Yeah, I think. Excellent. Right, that is it for us. Hope everyone enjoys the rest of their Thursday? Thursday.
Good. Yeah. Don't forget the deadline tonight.
Deadline tonight, obviously, because the mighty Brighton are playing Crystal Palace at 8 p.m.
You're gonna win?
Yeah, of course we are.
Derby.
Big derby. Biggest. The biggest game in the Premier League.
The biggest derby.
Absolutely.
Brighton versus Crystal Palace is the biggest
Absolutely.
Game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Blockbuster. Yep. Wow. And we're going to win 2-1, I think. That was my prediction.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
There's some confidence here.
There is a lot of confidence always against Palace. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks, everyone, for all your support during the year as well. Hope everyone has an amazing Christmas. Sam and I will be back probably next week at some point, assuming my parents' internet can hack it. But yeah, Sam, have a lovely Christmas and we'll see everyone soon.
Happy Christmas, everyone.